Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go! Day starts right now on the BetMGM Network. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Michael Jenkins. Over the next hour, we'll start with the circle of trust in the NFL as it continues to get smaller with some of these perennial contenders bowing out, looking at you, Chiefs. Who do we actually trust in the NFL? And we'll go deep into the AFC South, which I know, don't roll your eyes, but we do have some interesting news there because of the quarterback that the Colts are choosing to work out today. Then we'll get to college hoops because we do have some big top 25 matchups at the Jimmy V Classic at Madison Square Garden. And then back to the NFL for Teaser Tuesday, which, if I'm going to toot my own horn, it's been three straight weeks of winners. Nice. For the teasers and Teaser Tuesday. So hopefully I didn't just jinx it. Jenks, I saw this story and I thought that I got sentelled, or, you know, like those fake accounts in NBA where they like tweet out these things. You're like, this can't be real, right? Because I saw this from Adam Schefter and I saw the picture. I was like, is that Philip Rivers? Is this story about Philip Rivers? Yeah. So according to Adam Schefter yesterday, the Colts are going to be working out Philip Rivers. Yes, that Philip Rivers, who has not played in an NFL game since 2020 and also signed a one-day contract with the Chargers back in 2021 so he could retire, is in for a workout with the Colts. He turned 44 years old yesterday. And I understand the Colts, you know, are down bad now that Daniel Jones is going to be out for the year. Mm-hmm. Riley Leonard is banged up as well. But I saw this move and I'm like, what are they doing? Like, can you put two and two together and say, okay, maybe they just want Philip Rivers on the staff because apparently Philip Rivers is coaching high school football in the hometown where Riley Leonard grew up. Maybe they're using him as some sort of a mentor. But like, do you think he's actually going to play snaps for the Colts? There has to be somebody out there. And I don't even think age is the worst thing. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that he hasn't played football in 5 years, there's nobody else you guys could bring in. Like, when I was thinking of NC State quarterbacks or former NC State quarterbacks, what's the asking price on Russell Wilson? And so you see this, and for one thing, I thought maybe the Colts were going to say, okay, we still have a good record. We still have a chance. Look at the AFC. It's pretty winnable this year compared to other years. We'll bring in a good quarterback. But Philip Rivers? What are we doing?
Why not just go after Joe Namath at this point? I know, like, it isn't an age thing, but it kind of is. What's Vinny Testaverde up to? Is he around? Where is he? But also, who are they going to bring in? I think that is, it is so difficult to play quarterback in the NFL. Honestly, I'm trying to think, Could you trade for someone? Who could you legitimately bring in right now to lead up the Colts and have them potentially, and I think it's a big ask at this point in the season because things are trending the wrong way, potentially lead your team on a playoff run? And I don't know who it would be. Russ, D-Day says Russ. Let Russ cook. I mean, it's not a bad idea, but can Russ cook, or is he just going to, like, simmer for a little bit?
Well, I would trust him more in the kitchen than Phillip Rivers, who hasn't played in the NFL since 2020. At least Russell Wilson had a good game this year. Now, granted, it was against the Cowboys' defense before they shored up things. But, like, still, he's at least an appropriate age. I think maybe the only thing is that maybe the asking price is too much. I don't know, you know, the numbers there, because obviously that goes into it as well. But, like, here are the backup quarterbacks. And I understand, like, having a good backup quarterback for some of these teams is a big deal. And they're not going to let these guys go. Tyrod Taylor, Andy Dalton, Jacoby Brissett, Case Keenum. Well, I think he might be on the staff. I don't know about him. Joe Flacco. You know, there are several guys that I would go to before Phillip Rivers. So that's, like, the only thing I was trying to make sense of is that, okay, are they bringing him in to bring along Riley Leonard? Or are they bringing him to actually take snaps?
I think that, well, I don't know. Riley Leonard is fine. But at this point in the season, you don't want someone with so little experience leading your team. I think Joe Flacco is probably a pretty good call. And I know it's easy to laugh at that and say, oh, you're going to go with Joe Flacco. No, but really, he has played at times on really bad teams and performed well, and he's been in the league. He is in the league currently as opposed to stepping in and trying to shake off the rust, even though he might have a history in Indianapolis. I think Flacco is actually not a bad call, believe it or not.
Yeah, so my only question is that maybe the Bengals just won't let him go. I understand, like, there's some of that. I don't know how many calls they made, but I feel like it would have to be a lot of calls for me to get to Phillip Rivers. And I guess it should be noted that they haven't officially signed him yet. This is simply for a workout. So, like, maybe this is just one of those things where, you know, they bring him in to talk to Riley Leonard. They don't actually sign him because, like, I said, he already signed a one-day contract with the Chargers to retire a Charger. So, like, that's the odd thing, that it kind of feels out of nowhere that he's coming back after, you know, 5 years of not playing and being a high school football coach and a dad to, like, 15 kids.
Well, and that's the thing, too. If he actually ends up signing, are the Chargers going to be like, come on, dude. Like, we held the ceremony for you. You retired a Charger. Do you really want to come back? It just goes to show that these athletes, they just cannot let it go. And I get it. When you're passionate about something and it's what you've done your entire life, you want to keep going no matter what. You still have that itch. And so I understand it. I just don't know if it's the smartest call at this point. But it's interesting.
Yeah, it should be noted that Anthony Richardson is still on the roster, because that was my first thought. I'm like, what's Anthony Richardson doing? But he's on IR with a fractured orbital bone. It wasn't just him opting out like he did that one game where he's like, nah, man, I'm kind of tired. But it's just sad because of the season that the Colts were having. And it did feel like they were all in this year. They went out and got Sauce Gardner. You know, they were on this incredible stretch. Mm-hmm. And so it felt like a franchise that really wanted to win now. And then this move does not make sense to me. So here's the thing. The AFC South is kind of wild right now. And I understand it's not like the sexiest conference to talk about, because, or division, I should say. Because listen, it's the Jags, it's the Texans, it's the Colts, and like the Titans aren't contending. So it's the Jags at 9-4, it's the Texans at 8-5, and the Colts at 8-5 as well. I think we can go ahead and throw the Colts, you know, in the scrap heap, because it does not feel like...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the team that's going to win and win games down the stretch. But Jenks, of the Jags and the Texans, which of these teams would you rather trust?
God, I don't know. I think it might be the Texans just because of their defense. But I will say that the Jags are, and they said this after the game, after their win over the weekend, they're like, no one respects us. That's fine. They're sort of playing with that chip on their shoulder, and Trevor Lawrence is having a good season, and their defense is much better than you might anticipate. And I thought, well, maybe there's some value on the Texans here based on the games remaining, right? Because the Jags are minus 165 to win the South. The Texans are plus 150. But if you look at the schedule remaining, the Jags have the Jets, Broncos, Colts, Titans. The Texans have Cards, Raiders, Chargers, Colts. So there's no real advantage for the Texans there. Although I will say C.J. Stroud has gotten better, playing awesome football right now, and that defense is so locked down. When you have a defense that good, you can beat anybody.
Yeah, they're going to be in a lot of games, the Texans that we're talking about. The Jags almost feel like the Falcons to me, where no matter how good they look week to week, like if they have a game where they look amazing, because last game, Trevor Lawrence was making some good throws, and people are like, whoa, Trevor Lawrence, actually good?
Right.
But I feel like they're a team that's fully capable of losing to some of those bad teams. Like, doesn't that feel like the complexion of the Jags? Is that, like, they'll beat a good team one week and look amazing, and the next week Trevor Lawrence will look like, you know, a comedy show and, like, throw these picks and, like, have these boneheaded decisions? So it just does not feel like a team that I'd want to trust, especially at minus 165. So I think maybe the Texans are worth a sprinkle at plus 150, but I don't think I'm going to be betting on the AFC South. Like, it just doesn't feel like one of those bets that, like, I have to make.
Right.
Jenks, file this under funny. The Browns posted this story with an interesting song underneath on Instagram. So the Browns have named Shedeur Sanders quarterback one for the rest of the season. And you know the song that they put on their Instagram? Too Little Too Late by JoJo. The rare
really?
Self-own from the team's social media account.
Oh, that's funny. Also, great song, by the way. That's a throwback right there, JoJo. Mm-hmm. Didn't she used to date Freddie Adu back in the day? I think I remember that.
Ooh,
that was a big thing. Is that true?
That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
Two deep cuts.
Yeah, how about that? I would say that, you know, this is exactly... I think they knew exactly what they're doing. Like, I sort of love when teams are self-aware. It's like, okay, you know, this will be funny. What else have they got to lose outside of their social media team having a little fun and saying, yeah, maybe we should have done this sooner. But this will be fun. So good on them.
Do you think too little too late for the Browns?
Yes. Yes.
I just see this over.
I just hope that we can finally dismiss the idea that there's been some sort of ongoing conspiracy against Shadur. Also, look at our graphic right now. I love this. Browns to reach the playoffs. Yes! 80-1. That's a large yes. 80-1 to reach playoffs. They're not reaching the playoffs. But as I've always said, let me tell you something. If you think there is a conspiracy against Shadur, you don't know the NFL. If you can play quarterback in the National Football League and you're good at it, and particularly if you're the Cleveland Browns, you're going to play. Guaranteed. There is too much money to be made. There is too much at stake. So I understand maybe it took longer than Browns fans wanted. And who knows? I think he's going to be the guy from this point forward, not just this season, but I think moving forward ahead of Dylan Gabriel based on what we've seen this season. But the idea that they were always going to prevent him from starting, I think now we're seeing was a complete misnomer. There were a lot of different factors that went into Shadur falling in the draft and Mel Kiper Jr. losing his mind. But if he continues to ball out, he's going to play, and now we're seeing that.
Right, and he got his opportunity, and maybe it wasn't at the first of the year, but in the grand scheme of things, he finally got to play, and he's finally looking like he deserves that job, at least in Cleveland, you know, when the competition is Dylan Gabriel. But as far as his play on the field, did you see some of the throws that he was making against the Titans? And granted, I don't think anybody was like watching with bated breath the Titans and the Browns, but like this is the game that we had, obviously, because I'm here in Nashville. And I'll say this, he made some damn good throws. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing in the NFL. Those type of throws, they're nice for the highlight reel, but you have to be able to be consistent, and you've got to take away the negative plays, because I think that's been the knock on Shadur Sanders, is that, you know, he scrambles backwards and he loses a bunch of yards, and you just can't have that in the NFL. So, you know, obviously there is a learning curve and he's going to learn some things, but it does feel like at least he is improving.
Oh, absolutely. And look, he's still a kid. He has a handful of games under his belt, so you're not going to see Shadur take the field, and even if he has a great performance, all of a sudden just get better and better and better and better immediately. I mean, he probably will, but don't be stunned if he has a setback along the way. Look at Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels had the best rookie season for a quarterback in the National Football League ever, and this year he struggled. He can't stay healthy. So for a young quarterback in the NFL, it is never just, I'll play a game and then I'll just get better each and every single game without any sort of, you know, issues or defenses adjusting, and then you have to adjust. It's an evolution, and that evolution takes time.
Right. And I think it makes it easier to trust somebody's trajectory when you do see the, like, oh, crap plays. Like, I don't want to say the actual word, but you know what I'm talking about. It's with, you know, when you watch Caleb Williams play. And some of the throws that he makes, you're like, damn, that's an NFL quarterback.
Right.
So even if he's not great straight across the line, and again, like, he's had to iron some things out for himself. So I think people see a lot of that in Shadur Sanders, maybe not to the level of Caleb Williams. But listen, the bar is very low in Cleveland. I don't know if you know, the history of quarterbacking for the Browns for the last, what, you know, decade or two, but it has not been good. So Cleveland, all they're asking for is a decent starting quarterback, because at least their defense is pretty good. All right, coming up next, time to talk college hoops. We've got some big ones today, top 25 matchups, including the big one between number 18 Florida and number 5 UConn. It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.